This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Welcome to the Health Ranger Report. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, also publisher of Trump.news. And today I have a serious warning for you, an analysis of the assassination threat likelihood, well, attempted assassination likelihood against President Trump. It's become obvious to me now, after watching what has been going on now that Trump is in power, which, of course, the entire establishment tried to prevent. Everybody on the left tried to prevent. The media lied over and over. In fact, the mainstream media, all they do now is lie. They're not even capable of printing the truth anymore. They don't even want to. But everything was tried to attempt to prevent Donald Trump from obtaining the White House, including Electoral College attacks and recounts and everything. And it failed. So he's in office now, and he's been kicking ass. He's been getting things done. He's been doing what he actually promised he was going to do, which is so astonishing to the media, they can't even believe it. So they call him a liar because he's telling the truth about what he was going to do. He's working on building the wall, right? He's doing everything he promised, and they just can't believe it. They've never seen that before. And in other words, the mainstream media like CNN, they're so used to politicians lying all the time, like Obama lying about if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, that they don't even recognize the truth anymore. They think the truth is evil somehow, so they have to attack someone who tells the truth by calling them a liar. It's all upside down. It's all twisted. But the point is that Trump is being so effective, and the media is now in a state of actual war. This is warfare, and the information side of the war is usually what starts first before the kinetic war. Typically, if you look at history, there's always an info war before the kinetic war. And the mainstream media is clearly waging the first stages of an actual war. They're hoping to cause an actual kinetic war, maybe an uprising, a revolution run by communists or what have you. They literally cannot accept that Trump is the president. They can't accept it. And I was watching for that because if they had accepted it and things started to settle down, then the risk of strife or assassinations or civil war would actually start to wane. But instead, the delusional state of the left-wing media and how they keep reporting lies about Trump constantly is pushing the radicalization of the entire left. And you see that represented in people like Madonna and Ashley Judd and Shia LaBeouf or whatever his name is. LaBeouf. I don't know the guy's name, but he's insane. All these radical leftists are being pushed to a breaking point of absolute mental illness and total insanity. To say that they're unhinged is to put it lightly. The mainstream media is actually driving the left towards the kind of insanity that often will lead to civil war, where people cannot resolve their differences by rationality or logic or reason or debate, negotiation. To the left, which is the bigoted part of America, all the bigots, well, not all of them, but the left is bigoted. The left is racist. The left is intolerant. The real intolerance is on the left. They cannot stand an America where there is competition for ideas. They can't stand an America where their party didn't win. They really want to live in a one-party state like North Korea or communist China. That's what they want. And that's why the California secession effort, by the way, has already set up an embassy in communist Russia, right? They want to be part of the communist global order. That's their goal. And so the risk of civil war or something leading to civil war is now actually higher than it was before Trump took office. And so my specific warning today is that in observing this, I've come to the conclusion that Trump is so effective and he's doing what he promised to such an incredible extent that the globalists are absolutely going to try to kill him. And he knows that. I'm not saying anything that he doesn't already know. But I think a lot of people in the public, observers of this presidency, they haven't yet figured it out. I'm telling you, the globalists are going to try to kill him. They're going to try to assassinate Trump. And it may be done on a very large scale. This is the kind of administration where I can see globalists trying to do something freaking huge, like nuking Washington, D.C. This is not the kind of thing where they would do a limited attack to just take out Donald Trump alone, because that's actually very difficult when he's got his own private security, you know, thank goodness. But the globalists are so desperate that I can see they don't mind killing, you know, 500,000 people to take out Donald Trump if, and this is a big if they can blame it on the correct party that they want to blame. I don't mean political party, but scapegoat. They have to be able to blame it on somehow an alt-right or a right-wing radical or someone that they can label white or racist or a patriot or a veteran or something like that. That's how these things always go. They have to have the correct scapegoat, and then they can roll out the fake news narrative. A disgruntled racist veteran smuggled a nuclear backpack into Washington, D.C. and took out Donald Trump. And then they can blame, the media would rejoice that Trump is gone, because that's what they want. They want to kill him. And then they would rejoice in being able to say, look, it's racist white veteran gun owners and patriots who did this. And it doesn't have to be an actual tactical nuke. It could be a dirty bomb, you know, where terrorists pull together a bunch of radioactive isotopes like strontium from medical imaging equipment or what have you. And then they combine that with regular kinetic explosives, high explosives, and just set that off. I mean, that can be very deadly as well. And that's called a dirty bomb. There could be other ways they attempt to attack Donald Trump or to try to kill him. My point is that it's now obvious to me that they're going to try to kill him. And God, I hope that they can be stopped. Because Trump is the greatest thing to happen to human freedom in a long time. Trump is the only real hope that we have right now of defeating the globalists and moving, forwarding the progress of liberty, let's say. Trump is the only guy that's gone after the system and attacked the status quo and is going to reveal the corruption and the fraud, the voter fraud. He's going to reveal that. The Democrats, if Trump is successful at revealing the true extent of vote fraud across America, the Democrats may not win another presidential election for a very long time. And believe me, that panics them to such an extent. They are going all out. They're willing to try anything. They're willing to sacrifice anybody. Anything that it takes for them to kill Trump, they will try it. And I have no doubt. I mean, this is my opinion. I wouldn't be surprised if people like David Brock, Media Matters people, or George Soros are actually, again, this is my opinion. I'm not accusing them of this. I don't have any evidence of it yet. But in my opinion, I wouldn't be surprised if they were actively working with assassination operatives of some kind, you know, behind the scenes. There's no question. I mean, George Soros is an international terrorist funder. He gives money to terrorist organizations that assassinate cops in the United States. Soros is linked to those groups. So to think that he wouldn't be linked to a group that could be hired to try to assassinate Donald Trump, you know, you have to consider that possibility. It's actually a likelihood, if you ask me. Soros needs to be in jail. I mean, Trump should issue an Interpol arrest warrant for George Soros. That guy is a criminal. That guy is a traitor to humanity. He's one of the most dangerous people on the planet right now. I mean, and he funds all these publications. A lot of the left-wing publications that you think are news are just Soros front groups, blog sites, what have you. He funds most of these nonprofits, you know, nonprofit front groups, communist linked front groups, and so on. So George Soros is very, very dangerous, and he would love nothing better than to see Trump's head rolling down the Capitol steps or something like that. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's behind it. Now, if I want to be on the record stating that we hope that Trump and his security team can keep him safe, keep Trump safe. We hope that any assassination attempt not only fails, but is exposed and is investigated to expose the real terrorist behind the attempt. However, if an assassination attempt succeeds, and there is a greater than zero chance of that happening, my message to you is that should be a sign for all true patriots across America to do whatever is necessary to defend the Republic. Because if Trump is assassinated, that will be the moment at which the radical left probably will attempt to stage a takeover or an uprising of some kind. You may have to activate your Second Amendment duty to defend the Republic, to uphold the law, to stop the traitors, stop the terrorists. You may have, we may quite literally find ourselves very quickly in a civil war if Trump is assassinated. I think there's a greater than 50% chance of that if he is assassinated, which itself is obviously far less than 50% chance, but if he were to be successfully assassinated, I think there is a greater than 50% chance that we would find ourselves in a civil war. And that may be exactly what the globalists want, because then they could bring in UN troops. Yep, you got it. UN troops, who they call peacekeepers. Peacekeepers run by the United Nations, influenced by people like George Soros and run by the globalists. And they could go to war, kinetic warfare against the American people who are trying to defend the Republic against the uprising and the left-wing terrorists and those who are trying to overthrow the Trump administration and install their own government. Because remember, the media has already laid out the narrative for all this, saying the Trump presidency is illegitimate. You see, this is on purpose. This is a very deliberate strategy. They've already set the groundwork for being able to say that once they successfully assassinate Trump, they can say, well, he wasn't legitimate anyway. The Russians hacked the election, they claim, which is absurd, but that's their claim. And they can say, well, so because of that, because Trump wasn't a legitimate president, then we have to install a legitimate leader who they will say should be Hillary Clinton or whatever. You're probably going to have to fight to defend your republic. That's what I'm saying. And so I always encourage people to uphold the law. I always encourage people to defend their nation. I encourage you to be a responsible adult citizen. And with all of that said, I am telling you today that if Donald Trump is assassinated, you should interpret that as a call to arms to defend the Republic against the traitors and the enemies of this nation who are actively seeking to destroy it, take it over, subvert it, overrun the legitimate government, to violate the Electoral College and all the rest. It's going to take, it's now obvious to me that the left has become so radicalized and so violent, so dangerous, that, and so irrational, that you can't reason with them. They're unhinged to such a degree that they're mentally ill. You can't talk to mentally ill people. You can't explain things to them. Facts don't matter to the left. And that's why CNN is fake news and MSNBC is fake news, because facts don't matter. They just fabricate anything they want. It's all mythology at this point. They've made Trump out to be a boogeyman. They just attribute to Trump any scary story they can come up with. Monsters in the closet, monsters under the bed. It's all Donald Trump's fault. It's like fairy tale stories for children at bedtime. But left-wing citizens are such children in their minds that they believe all that crap. And so they've been horrified into bizarre states of mental insanity, as demonstrated by people like Ashley Judd, or Madonna, or Michael Moore, or others, other radicals on the left who are just so unhinged, you wonder, are they still sane? Do they need some kind of psychiatric treatment of some sort? They're gone. They've lost it. The rational parts of their brains have been burned out or overwritten somehow, you know, hacked by CNN indoctrination, I guess. But it's obvious to me that that whole side of the unhinged left cannot ever be reasoned with, which means they are dangerous to society because they think that they have the right to overthrow the government and install their leader. And if they see Trump get assassinated, they're going to jump at that chance. And we're going to be in a civil war. So all of this good news of Trump's accomplishments in his first few days or weeks in office, this is great. I mean, I'm ecstatic. Every day I wake up, it's like Christmas because Trump is in Washington firing bureaucrats and getting things done that desperately need to be done for America. And yet I also realize that all of this could change in an instant if the radical left-wing terrorists managed to pull off an assassination of Donald Trump. We could find ourselves literally overnight in an accelerating civil war scenario involving UN troops, foreign troops on U.S. soil, patriots taking up arms to defend the Republic, and the left-wing media going absolutely insane with total nonsense propaganda, where they would just start running stories blaming patriots for raping children, whatever. They'll just make it all up. It doesn't have to have anything to do with reality. They will literally just start making up the most insane, crazy bedtime stories they can think of to scare little children, which is the left today. They have the minds of little children. They're not mature. They're not intelligent. They're not critical thinkers. They believe anything that they are told by the radical left media. And so, to wrap this up, my advice to Trump is to do what Michael Savage has recommended, Michael Savage, the radio host, and long before Trump even won the election, Savage said that we need to activate the House Un-American Activities Committee to investigate and shut down the traitors inside the left-wing media. And Savage is exactly right about that point. That committee was created to root out active communists who were working inside various sectors of society to try to overthrow America and turn it into another communist state. And this goes way back to the KGB under the former USSR. And we learned a lot about these plans from one of the former KGB intelligence officers, Yuri Bezmyanov, who I've talked about at some length, who revealed the four-point plan to take over America through subversion. And Obama followed that plan almost perfectly. And he got us to step three out of four. So there has been a plan in place for a long time to overthrow and subvert America. And the people who are participating in that plan often don't even realize they're part of it because they've been indoctrinated, like writers at the Washington Post or people at CNN. A lot of them don't know the plan. They don't know how they've been exploited and manipulated and brainwashed. Only the very top people know the real plan. Everybody else in the media in particular is just pawns, just mindless pawns following along, doing what they're told, collecting a paycheck and not realizing they're working for tremendous evil. They are part of a fascist, communist, evil takeover to destroy a free society. They don't realize they're doing that, but they're happily going along with it. And those individuals, as Michael Savage says, need to be investigated and stopped because they are poisoning America. They're poisoning the minds of the people. CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, they're not engaged in free speech journalism. They are nothing but radical, left-wing, anti-American propaganda and indoctrination centers, and they have to be investigated and rooted out. They have to be stopped if we're going to save the Republic. And that's what Savage talks about. And he's absolutely right. I agree with him 100%. You cannot allow your society to be poisoned day after day by the liars at CNN and New York Times who have just become nothing but propaganda outlets. They have no ties to reality or truth or honesty in reporting. They've abandoned journalistic ethics long ago. They engage in journalistic malpractice by design. That's their intent. They've declared war on Trump, and they've said that their intent is to destroy the Trump administration no matter what it takes, even if it means fabricating fake news, distorting news, censoring news, anything that it takes to destroy Trump. That's their goal. And they know that an assassination of Trump is probably in the works. And if that happens, the media is going to go full force calling for revolution. Mark my words, we could find ourselves in a shooting war, a civil war, an armed defense of the Republic sooner than you think. Let us hope and pray that that does not happen. Let us pray that Donald Trump's security team is capable enough to do their jobs, and that Trump has enough people around him to stop any large-scale terrorist attack attempts against him. We want peace. We want the left to finally gain their sanity and accept Donald Trump as president. And we want Donald Trump to continue to thrive and succeed in pursuing his goals for America, which are very, very important for the future of our country and of our children. So that's my take on all of this. These are very dangerous times, but also, in another sense, very exciting times because of what Trump is getting done. Be ready. If you don't own a rifle and have ammo for it and know how to use it in defense of liberty and defending the Republic and aiding law enforcement in having keeping the peace in society, if you don't have a firearm, you're not ready to be a citizen of a free country. That's as bluntly as I can say it. You better be ready. You better realize that the defense of America may come down to patriotic Americans taking a stand to defend the Republic when the left goes after Trump, tries to kill him, and tries to stage a revolution or a revolt or an uprising. That day may be coming, and it may not be very far off. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, healthrangerreport.com. Oh, and check out trump.news as well. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.